This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views or opinions expressed are those of our own. We do not offer any professional or medical advice.
Welcome to Kinky Frame of Mind, where we talk about anything and everything. Now let's get kinky.
All right. See some kinky motherfuckers up in this house tonight. Hey, all you kinky fuckers, welcome back to episode 7.
Yes, now that you got it right.
Of the Kinky Frame of Mind podcast, take 2.
This is take 3.
Yeah. But I forgot what episode it was, so I was like, episode 6, and Sin's like, no, it's episode 7. I'm like, no, it's
hey,
not.
Hey, I actually remember it this time.
So, welcome back. I am...
Don Juan. Did you forget for a minute?
No, I was going to say something else, but...
Oh.
I'm motherfucking Don Juan.
There you go.
And this is the Boobalicious, Luscious, Yummy, Miss Sin.
Oh, my.
What's up, baby?
You know, just blushing over here.
Yes. So we're going to start this thing off like we always do. Our website of choice is what?
Cassidy.
Cassidy.com.
Don't make me spell it, though.
Yeah, I'll spell it later. I always spell it wrong. But Cassidy.com.
Yes.
All you guys out there looking for a site, or if you're on Cassidy, join our community.
Yes.
Let's grow this fucking thing so we can do some different stuff.
Right. But a lot of sexy people out there.
Get on there. Find some people you like. Start chatting with them. So when this apocalypse is over, we can get back to fucking. Have some shit lined up, people.
Is that what we're calling it now, the apocalypse?
I don't know what we're calling it, but get some shit lined up so whenever we get the go-ahead.
I mean, and if not, then just go ahead and FaceTime everybody and
Hey, we can have a FaceTime orgy.
Yeah.
Everybody can get on the FaceTime and start jerking off. And
yeah. I mean, that's a thing.
There's a lot of people going to virtual meetups. And
I mean, you did see something where people are doing house parties. You know, we walk in and you get a sanitized rub down.
We were reading on Facebook today about somebody wanted to do a house party and have a rub down every time somebody came in. But anyway, back to Cassidy.
Oh, yeah.
Cassidy is our website of choice.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love Cassidy.
Check it out. If you're not on it, go sign up today.
Yes.
And my special gift to you is 90 days free.
I think that's Cassidy's special gift.
Oh, that's Cassidy's special gift to you. Because you listen to our podcast.
There you go.
You get 90 days free. Use Kinky Frame of Mind as your promo code.
Right.
90 days. Can't beat 90 days free.
No. Especially right now.
Because anything free right now is great.
Well, and then, I mean, that's just, you got plenty of time to search all the people out there.
So, but go out and check it out. As we've said before, it's not real big in our area, but we're really promoting it. Trying to make it bigger.
Yes, definitely.
So, how's your week been, baby?
Yeah, like everybody else right now.
Been kind of crazy, but...
Overall, right?
Been nice just to relax a little bit.
Yeah. I mean...
Watching some TV, have some downtime.
Yeah, watching some interesting shows. I mean, yeah.
It's fun to go back and find some shows that you haven't watched before.
Yeah.
Pick them up, so...
Yeah. I'm digging this. Remember the days when you couldn't do that? And we actually had to, like, use the VCR and record them.
I hope nobody recorded over the top of it.
I know. Or, you know, even DVRs.
But I didn't have to worry about that.
Why?
My mom and dad weren't tech savvy enough to record shit.
Oh.
It was just me, you know? So,
you just recorded it all?
I just recorded over my own shit. Oh, you motherfucker. Stop.
That's funny.
The perks of being an only child.
Yeah, I just put it. I always just had to do it, I guess. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But she's like, record this show.
Yeah, because your mom definitely is smart enough to.
No. I actually wired everything, too, and got all hooked up.
Kind of funny. We're at dinner tonight with some friends. Yes, we were out at dinner. And I don't know how we got on the subject, but somebody being crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And Sin looks at me and she's like, how many times has my mom been put in the mental hospital? I'm like,
at least 3.
At least 3 that we know of.
Yeah, she's batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Glad I take after my father. That's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
As he's giving me the thumbs up over here.
We're all a little batshit crazy, right?
Well, yes, we are, but not like that. No, that's I don't even know if that's even batshit crazy. That's just like fucking crazy. Anyways, new subject.
So, I was talking to some people this week, just trying to get ideas of what people were interested in.
Yeah.
Trying to get some ideas of what topics people would like.
Yeah.
Got a lot of great ideas. One that I thought that was really interesting is somebody asked me about safe places to have public sex.
That's going to be a fun list. So, actually, I came up with a lot of good ones.
So Sin's been doing a lot of research on public sex places, but public sex is not...
It's never a safe thing.
There's never a safe place to have public sex, period.
Yeah.
Because because it's public sex.
Yeah, and you got to kind of obey those laws.
You got to obey the laws. People don't really like to see your junk. Mm-hmm, and,
mm-hmm. However.
But there are safer or easier places to...
Some of these on this list just could be cool places or fun. But, I did put my favorite, my go-to, or my, what's the word? My, what the fuck, that checklist thing?
Yeah, your bucket list?
My bucket list. That's what.
So, I guess as far as the safest place to have public sex would be a club.
Like?
A lifestyle club. Let me rephrase that.
Yes.
A lifestyle club or a sex-positive dungeon.
Right.
If you just want to have sex and people watch you.
Right.
That would be the safest place.
Right.
But make sure you ask the rules.
Right. Because they may not even allow that.
Because not all clubs allow sex, and definitely not all dungeons.
Right.
Allow sex.
Right.
There are a lot of dungeons that are not sex positive.
Right.
We used to help run one that was not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always good to ask the rules. It's based on where you're at.
Right.
What kind of building you're in, stuff like that. But most on-site LS clubs or off-site LS clubs
typically do.
Mm-hmm. Hotel parties are different. Make sure you ask, because most hotel parties don't. At least in this area, I've heard other areas
it's always good to ask.
Anytime you're at an event or party, make sure you ask the rules. Don't just assume.
Right. It's a good thing.
So... where are some places that we've had public sex?
Well, our
better questions, where haven't we had public sex, really? But
Right. Oh, so let's name a few of our favorite places. Like the one when we were at the barbecue.
I bent the hoe over the back hoe.
Yes.
So we were at a barbecue competition. We used to run a barbecue competition team back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And one night we're checking the meat. Decided to go for a walk.
Yeah, check the meat.
Checking the meat, baby. We decided to go for a walk because I had to go pee.
Yes.
And this park had a...
Well, let's back up because we actually stopped and used the other people's van or...
Durango.
Durango, yes.
They drove a Durango.
So we used the back of that first. Then we had to pee. And so then we used the handicapped...
Porta potty.
We didn't really touch anything in there, just so y'all know. We kept it clean. It was actually clean for our...
They were fairly new porta potty, so they weren't bad. And the handicap one was huge.
There's plenty of sanitizer there.
So then we walked out of there. Yeah, because hand sanitizer wasn't a golden commodity back then.
Right.
So we left there, and we were walking. We ran across this construction site.
Right.
This huge backhoe.
Right.
So we ended up playing on it, climbing around on it. It was pretty fun.
Yeah. We had sex on the back of a backhoe.
Did it in the bucket of the backhoe.
Yeah. That was fun. We've, of course, the car and a park on a picnic bench. Let's see what else. There's been a lot of places we wanted to. The movie theaters and the... I really think... I want to back up for a second. The car. Do you remember...
Story I was probably just thinking of.
Maybe. Back in the day, we were...
You're a little red car?
Yeah. Yeah.
We
were at some park. I think it was out by the botanical area. No,
we were Osage.
Was it? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
We were Osage Park.
Yeah. And I don't know And my this was a little two-door?
A little two-door Chevy something.
Spectrum.
Spectrum.
Spectrum, yeah. And it was hatchback, and we were in the hatchback. And we didn't notice it, but then when it got cold, you could see a butt print.
My butt on the window, yes.
Oh, my God. And I could never get that damn thing off.
Kind of funny we were just talking about the thing, about that, but
yeah,
I was saving it to bring up, and you were saving it to bring up.
Right,
so.
Right, yeah.
So let's see, we've done it on the hood of the car.
Oh, yes, the hood of the car. A couple times I didn't know about the hood of the car. I did it on the hood of the car. Yeah.
Yep.
That was one of those payback nights.
Fitting rooms.
Fitting rooms. I know that...
So you know that what?
That... There's a couple of stores. I don't. Should we name names?
Yeah. Let's
okay.
Name names.
I know that Target's is fairly easy to get into because they both have the minimum the same. However, the
Tord's the easiest fitting room though.
No, Dick's is easier.
No, actually, I think Tord is because whenever I go with my girlfriend,
They just let you go on back.
They just let you go on back. They don't care because they're just like, oh, if you want to see, just go on back. So. That's to me, that's the easiest public fitting room.
Well, I think Dick's is because they don't monitor who goes in or not either. Yeah.
But normally at Dick's, you have to have somebody open it up for you.
Yeah.
Around here.
Yeah.
So as far as public friendly fitting rooms, Tord is very.
Definitely don't try Dillard's.
Victoria's Secret's is horrible too.
Yeah.
Dillard's is horrible.
Yes, because I remember. Oh.
Sin was trying on a Spanx.
Yeah.
After she got her boobs done.
Yeah. I had the lift done.
She had the lift done.
And
she couldn't raise her arms because we were getting ready to go to the AVNs in Vegas and she wanted a Spanx to wear underneath one of her dresses. She couldn't raise her hands high enough to get the Spanx off. It got stuck on the bottom of her boobs. So she called me in. And the lady from Dick's just, I mean, from Dillard's just had a fit.
You can't. I said, you know what? I just had a surgery, and it's still healing, and I cannot lift this up. And unless you want to see all of my bandage crap, then no, he's coming in here. Fine, this one time. And I'm like, whenever I say, really, but there wasn't anybody else in that damn store either, or in that fitting room area. That's what was annoying. But anyways, she was cranky.
Public restrooms are pretty easy.
Yeah.
Rest stops. We've done it at rest stops.
Yeah. Rest stops.
Hotel pools.
We've done a lot of pools, period. Yep, period. A lot of fun places. Now, I have one fuck it list that I want to do. And since I don't have young kids, it's a little harder because I don't know why I would rent a bouncy house.
Bouncy house? We're
but I just think that that would be fucking fun. That's one of my fuck it list items that I want to do. I want to... A bouncy house. It
that would be public-y.
Yeah,
it'd be a little hard to rent one and put it in our backyard.
That's what I'm saying because I don't have little kids.
You ain't got little kids.
So that's what's gonna happen one of these days when we have grandbabies. Then we'll have them over, put them to bed, and then maybe we'll figure that one out later. Let's see what's on this list. I know towards the bottom, there's quite a few that I think would be kind of fun or interesting, but there's, I mean, like we were talking about porta potties, they have one that I had saw that someone said do it at a big event, a porta potty and a big event, because then, you know, there's all kinds of people waiting. And
so let's go through this list.
Okay.
That Sin's been on some different sites looking at ideas.
All kinds of shit.
Public sex. And public sex to me is always fun because...
It's that...
That thrill of getting caught, the thrill of...
Yeah.
And not all, and something, too, that we do a lot of times, we do other public plays sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, we've got insertable toys that are...
Right.
Bluetooth controlled, so we play a lot of games with those whenever we go out. Like, we'll go to dinner and Sin will get ready to order it all. I'll shock her.
It always makes me jump. And I just feel like it makes me lose my whole train of thought. Then I start giggling because I'm like, can this person hear this thing? Because sometimes it can be kind of...
Public flashing is fun.
Yeah. You like to show your ass quite often.
I like when you show off your titties too.
You know, you always have to do that one in the car.
But the other thing of mine that comes out probably the most is not my ass, probably.
Your ass always comes out.
My balls come out a lot too.
Yes, but your ass comes out more because you show off your fat unicorn.
But my balls, especially in the summer, I'll just yank my balls out of the bottom of my shorts a lot of times.
Oh, yes, you do that.
Mm-hmm. So, but there's a lot of things that could be considered public play that's not really play.
Mm-hmm.
Just like letting a nipple pop out. That's fun, especially whenever you're out.
Or even just a mini hand job, just to kind of.
But it's fun whenever you're out to dinner and like your nipples like just barely poking out a risque shirt or. To me, that's fun because you want to see if your waiter or waitress catches on to it.
Mm-hmm. So. If you're not too far where there's too many people or kids or anything like that, you know, if you're more in a secluded area or something, so.
A nice restaurant, a dark room.
The movie theaters.
Movie theater.
Yep. Those are always fun little things. I mean, you don't have to basically, you know, just full on fuck, but I mean, that's always fun too, but.
The other fun thing that people do that I think is fun, I've had people do it on dates. A woman will have a dress on. She'll go to the bathroom, take off her panties, come back and hand them to me.
Mm-hmm. That or when you know you just reach over and you start fingering me a little bit. And
It's always fun whenever a girl goes to the bathroom, then you get a gift back.
Yeah.
So let's go through this list.
Okay.
A car.
Yeah.
I think
most people have done that most one. People but it's a public place, yeah.
Most people at some point in their life have probably fucked in a car, especially.
Not as we get older, because fuck, that's difficult.
Yeah. I'm old and fat, so cars are not
they're
cup of tea no more, but.
Yeah, they're a little bit, you know, I got long legs and.
I remember last time I tried to fuck in a car, it was very awkward.
Yes. So then there's like the fitting rooms, which said. Your work.
Work. We've done it at both of our.
Yes.
Both of our workplaces, we've done it, so.
Uh-huh. A concert.
I've done that, or kind of.
Yeah. I don't think I have.
I was young. I was 15, 16 at a concert.
Mm-hmm.
Had this girl in front of me. She started backing up into me.
Did you know her?
No, I didn't know her at all. So it was just.
That's even better.
And I was young, so I wasn't real very experienced, but she started rubbing off me. We started kind of dancing with each other. Next thing I know, her hand's behind her in my pants, rubbing my cock. I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah.
All right, let's go.
I'm thinking, hey, I'm going to get some fucking action tonight. Concert's over. She's gone. So I just got a little handy during the concert. But looking back on it, it was fun. At that point, I was kind of frustrated because I didn't really. I was more worried about getting laid.
Right. Didn't realize that, oh, this is hot because this is right here in front of everybody.
I was like, hey, this would be fun because I'm going to get some fucking action. I'm going to get this girl's number. She was cute, if I remember right.
I don't know. You look at me like I should remember. I wasn't there. Well,
the next one's never going to fucking happen.
No, it's not.
So you can just find somebody else to do that one with you.
Okay, which is an airplane.
Because this fat man don't leave his seat whenever I'm
flying. No, he does not.
My seatbelt don't come undone. I'm just in the air. I'm like.
He's not afraid of heights, but there are certain things that just, he's like, no, I don't think so.
So the next one would be a bar or strip club.
Yes. I'm pretty sure we've done some stuff at those.
I've done a few things at strip clubs.
Yes. You bit my ass at a strip club. Which left major bruises.
I made a lot of strippers come at strip clubs.
Yes, you have.
I fingered a lot of strippers.
And during your lap dances, when you get up and your pants are wet because they have came all over the place.
Probably my funnest strip club story was at Jezebel's.
Uh-huh. Which one?
When that girl pulled me on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And we were dry humping, pretty much. And everybody's just fucking throwing money. It was like
I remember that, rain. Yeah.
It was the coolest thing. I look up.
There's money floating down.
I'm making out with this stripper. We're dry humping. We're getting into it. This girl that we'd known for a while. Always flirted. So it was fun. All my buddies were throwing money. We had a huge LS group out that night.
She was definitely rolling in some money that night.
Yeah. We had a huge LS group out that night. And she worked us all good. But whenever she pulled me on stage and I was dry humping her and making out with her.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our buddies were just throwing fucking cash.
Mm-hmm.
It was a show.
Kind of like when I get pulled on stage.
So 2 weeks later, we go back to the strip club, and she's like, you can't touch. I'm like,
right.
Oh, new rules? She's like, yeah, we have new rules at the club because of you. The new owners didn't really like me on stage. So that was always fun.
Yeah, she's like, damn it.
And she'd offer me many things whenever we used to go on weeknights, you know. I get a lap dance, she's like, you want to blow me too? You want to finger me? I'm like, oh, I'll finger you, baby. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I never got a blow job in the VIP, but... And that...
You probably should have taken her up on that.
That club had those round booths that had the curtains if you were really in the VIP.
Right.
And we've talked about doing it up there many times.
Right. Which would have been fun.
Yep.
Yep.
Except for one of the two of us is a little loud. So it's a little harder. One of us two is a little loud, so it's harder for us to have public sex.
Why, what do you mean the one of us? Don't you mean you?
Well, I just gotta make people guess.
Oh, no, he is definitely the loud one.
I'm definitely the screamer. I'm the screamer of the couple, yes.
Yes, you are.
So, backyard, we've done that.
But it's fun because we also have a hot tub in the back.
And our backyard has no fence, backs up to a major street.
Yes, it's hot.
It's fun to just... But so, okay, so a story. Like, okay. We've been talking about Sin's buddy that lives across the street. So we're out in the hot tub the other night, and I've got the music up a little loud. It's Bruno Mars, 24K, whatever it was. She gets a text from the dude, hey, I hear your music. I'm like, oh, fuck. This is across the street and down
a couple
houses. I'm like, didn't realize my music was that loud, but... We've got a big old speaker outside that's right above our hot tub, so we can hear it whenever the...
Because when the bubbles are on, it's hard to hear, so we just turned it up. And
yeah, so she's getting texts the whole time. We're in the hot tub the other night from him about our music. And
right, right.
So a jacuzzi's on your thing. We've done it in multiple jacuzzis.
Yes. However, ladies, just watch how much you do that, because it can lead to issues.
Issues. It gets dry. It gets... Some people have chemical issues with the chemicals. But we've even done it like at the... She just went blank. The timeshare.
Oh, that's right.
In the hot tub.
That's right.
So, yeah, my parents own a timeshare, so we use it. It's always kind of fun.
Well, we have on here... I have front porch on here.
Front porch.
That could be kind of risky because there's a lot of people... driving up down the street.
Yeah, but our front porch, yeah. Dang. We could do it on our front porch.
Yeah, we got a big enough porch.
Wonder if that's where front porch swingers got their name from. They did it on the front porch.
Maybe.
We'll have to ask them sometime. A rest stop. We've done it in rest stops.
Yes.
That's fun.
We've done the hood of the car. Public transportation.
That one could be interesting.
Could be interesting. Like if you were on a bus... maybe not. I don't know. I don't want my
a blowy on a bus would be fun. I could stand and hold the thing.
I would say if you stand, but I don't want to kneel, because some of those are...
Get on your knees on the bus for me, baby.
Oh, I don't know.
Subway.
Oh, hell no. Fuck that. I'm like a cab, maybe.
Taxi,
Uber. I don't
know. I've been in some taxis.
Yeah, maybe an Uber.
Uber would be fun.
Yeah.
Actually, some of the Uber drivers we've had in Vegas have been really fun.
Oh, my God, yeah.
We've had some fun Uber
drivers. Can you remember the one that we had, we got twice in a row, which was so weird for Vegas.
Avian weekend, we got the same Uber driver twice.
Right.
But also public transportation, we have a fuck it list item of a limo.
Right.
But I want to do the limo with the partition down.
Right.
Just tell the guy to drive.
Or maybe the window's open, too.
Yeah, but the big thing is just tell the driver to drive. Mm-hmm. You can watch.
Make sure you drive.
Just don't fucking wreck.
Right. Exactly.
And if he's cute, we might let him go park in a parking lot and join us.
Maybe. Yeah.
Have a threesome in the back of a limo with the limo driver.
Yeah.
But he's got to keep his limo driver hat on. I want to watch the limo driver hat fuck you.
Okay. Something about the hat, huh?
Something about the hat. I want the whole, yeah, I want the hat.
So. Tanning bed?
I don't know, that one.
It'd be uncomfortable a little bit. Not that too many people tan so much anymore, but.
I'm going to start fucking tanning. Gotta give myself dark for the summer. Tired of this white shit. Gotta get my
balcony.
Ass. Balcony, we've done that.
Mm-hmm. Those are fun.
Next one would be fun, a golf course.
Or cart, golf cart course. Yeah, that would be fun.
I've watched some porn.
We are in a country club, baby.
We are a country club. I don't know if I want to do it at our country club, but
yeah.
We can do it somewhere.
Now, I like doing the next one.
They're up against an open window in a hotel.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Yeah, we've done that several times. And in Vegas. I always wonder if someone's got binoculars looking around and going, oh, fuck, there's one. I like the next one, too.
Outdoor shower, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
That would go with the next one, a beach.
Yeah. That's kind of how I put those two together, because I'm like, you know, you got those, when you're on a beach, they've got those showers, but then there's some that are kind of closed off where you can't really see in.
No, if I'm going to do it, I want to go to a beach where I can just fuck right in the shower and...
Well, no, yeah, I want to do that, but some of the ones are kind of open, like, you almost have to be, you just, you know, wanted to walk around the corner, like, oh, shit, there's someone in here, that you never know who's going to walk around the corner and see it. That
would
be fun.
I want to do it in a cabana on the beach.
That cabana would be fun. I don't have that one on here.
No. Next one makes me laugh.
Why?
You tell them what the next one is, and I'll tell you where my story, where my head went.
Okay. In a tent while camping with others.
All I can think of is Austin Powers, where he's been over and and you see like they're pulling stuff out.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I picture is.
When you said that, I thought, oh, Lord. Remember when you were called Fluffy?
Oh, yeah.
That was at the church camp.
the other tent idea I have is, was it Meet the Millers? We're there, like swapping, and
oh yeah,
and
she's
the guy's sticking his finger. And he's, I got ear fucked.
We're swingers. I think a bathhouse at a campground. I think we've actually done that somewhere.
We've done that.
Yeah, a barn.
Hell no.
Too much hay.
Too much hay.
But it could be fun.
I'd be fucking snorting more than I am on this episode. Sorry, guys. My allergies are killing me. So.
Oh, yes.
Pool, lake, ocean, water is always fun.
Yeah.
We've done it at multiple.
Yeah.
Pools.
Pools, yeah.
I like the skinny dips, so. In the rain.
Anywhere in the rain.
That's fun.
Yeah. And a boat or a canoe.
A boat would be fun.
Canoe would be kind of hard.
My luck, I'd tip the fucking canoe over.
But a boat.
A boat. We're going to do that. We just bought a boat.
Yeah, this summer.
Or we co-bought a boat.
Yeah. A park.
Park's easy. I mean.
Yeah. In a treehouse, baby.
Most people you talk to have done it in a park.
Yeah.
Because that's another childhood thing.
Yeah.
It's easy to sneak off to a park. I've done it.
In a treehouse.
Treehouse would be fun.
That could be interesting. And then, of course, I've got the bouncy house on here.
Ferris wheel.
Yep.
Ferris wheel be fun.
Yeah. We have to do that one. I mean, when we go back to Vegas, you know, the big one they have.
The high roller?
Yeah. That's...
But we got to be right in the middle because, you know, I don't do the windows at the
right,
high roller.
You don't do.
Last time we rode the high roller in Vegas, Sin's like, oh, look at this. I'm sitting in the middle talking to the fucking bartender the whole time. I'm like, oh, it looks pretty, babe. Give me another drink so I can get off this fucking thing.
A swing.
I make swings all the time. Right. I make my own fucking swings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
But a swing, you know, I mean.
I've done it in a swing in a park before.
You have?
Yeah, back in high school.
Oh. I forget you were a hoe.
I was a hoe, baby.
We could put that on our front porch.
Front porch swing?
Yeah.
Okay. The trampoline, I've done that.
Who?
High school.
Oh, Lord.
In high school, where didn't I fuck was about
right? Yeah, that's probably. I haven't done
parties. That. You get drunk. You go out in the backyard. You try to find something.
That's true.
Most of my buddies had trampolines. It was fairly comfortable.
I forget you guys were bougie people. But I didn't have a trampoline.
When I was in high school, there were two things to do: drink and fuck. And I did a lot of both of them.
All I did was figure skating.
I had booty calls before booty calls were popular.
Yes, you did. So I guess I need to put trampoline on mine.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
So the next one's on a roof.
Oh. I'll pass.
Yeah, I don't know if that sounds so exotic or exciting.
The next one's a hammock. I'll pass on that, too.
I think that could be fun trying, though.
No, because all I picture is, like, the cartoons where somebody falls and just spins around, and I'd be the fucking caught in it. Oh, fuck, come on, get me out. Sin will fall out, and I'll be the fucker that spins around and gets, like, all tied up in it, and she'll lay there and do exactly that. So, no hammock.
No, it'll be... Ma'am, how did your husband knock himself out?
Or I'll be the fucker that falls out and breaks something.
Or land on me and... Just like you, like the time we were in the bed and we were fucking around. And you pushed me off the damn bed and I landed upside down on my head, got stuck.
And I think the next one pretty much most people have probably done or tried.
Yeah.
Truck bed.
Bed of a truck.
Maybe that's just a...
Which falls into the next one.
Maybe the truck thing's just a Midwestern thing.
Maybe.
You think about it, because...
It's true.
I fucked in the back of my truck a lot in high school.
Yeah. You never got to fuck me in the back of your truck.
No, because I got rid of my truck right before we met.
But no, not before we met, because I met you. You don't remember it.
I know, but...
But the thing being is, around here, everybody used to go to the drive-in. Yes. So,
hey, and the only theater open right now is the drive-in.
Right.
So we're having a retro weekend. We're going to the drive-in.
Abandoned building.
That could be fun.
Yeah. The laundromat.
Hell no.
But you wanted to do a photo shoot there.
I'd still like to do a photo shoot, but I don't know if I want to fuck.
Yeah.
No, we do have a couple nice laundromats, so just depends. A lot of them are.
The gym.
Oh, you skipped one.
I did?
The open house show.
Oh, yes, I did.
That would be fun.
Yes, that would be a lot of fun. Just
sneak off from the realtor. And
yeah. Or you know those ones that they do multiple houses, you know, like when they're building an addition?
The model homes?
Yeah, the model homes.
Or maybe the realtor would join us.
Maybe. Who knows? And then, of course, the laundromat, which I'm not so sure.
The gym, I've done that.
Yeah.
On the fishing dock. I don't know about that one.
That's pretty open, though. Yeah, it could be secluded. You just have to bring a blanket or something, because I don't know.
Oh. I'll bend you over the rail, baby.
There you go. How about the next one?
High school auditorium. That'd be fun.
You're really thinking about that one. We could get on stage. Just fuck on the stage. You never know. I mean, this next one I think would be fun.
A 50-yard line at night. That'd be fun, but problems most... You have to climb a fence.
No, I know. Well, don't get so literal. Just think about the 50-yard line at night.
You know, back when I had keys to the football stadium?
Yeah, that was a different story.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, that would have been
fun. But I always thought that that'd be fun, but then being a coach, I was always afraid that...
Some kid would stay back.
I'd get in trouble, you know? I'd be like, Coach K's fucking on the 50-yard line. I saw his big fat ass. Or the principal or superintendent, especially in our town,
because
everybody drives by the football field. Mm-hmm. No one was coaching in Wichita.
You know the other one?
It would have been easier.
Over by South would be fucking fun, because then you've got the highway right there.
Yeah, it's more secluded. It's harder to get to. But
the highway would be cool. Yeah,
but because whenever we lived in Hayesville, I coached there, everybody drives by that one.
Yeah.
So... That'd be a little harder. That'd be the one where Coach K was on a 50-yard line last night.
Right. That's funny. What's that? Just off of a walking trail.
That'd be fun.
Be fun. It's kind of been done, though, I'm sure.
Horse trailer.
You would have to watch that one because you'd have your allergy issues. Yeah. But a lighthouse would be fun. It could be pretty good.
A dark alley.
Mm-hmm. That one could be really, you could play into that one. I mean, you could almost, that would be intense, but you could also, you know, role play and just like you do a role play at the bar and, you know, meet up. Kind of like, what's that show? Four Christmases?
Something like that.
The zoo?
Zoo, haunted house.
I think a haunted house would be fun while people were going through it.
So the next one, have you done the cemetery?
No.
I haven't either. That's one.
I think.
I started to in high school.
Oh.
But it never ended up.
Yeah. But see, like because the haunted house would be fun.
Everybody used to go to the cemetery out west of town, the little one.
Oh.
And we had a lot of people fuck out there. But then whenever you started getting the urban legends about the Satan worshipers and stuff, you know, people started.
Yeah.
Because me and some friends went out there with some girls one night. And we're going to play. And then we saw like some lights off in the distance. We freaked ourselves out. We thought they were fucking coming to get us. So. Announcer's booth at a football game. That'd be fun.
Yeah. And which it would be even hotter if it was during a football game. Like.
And he just scored a touchdown. Oh my God. I just came in.
Yes, he did. A vineyard.
Yeah, I'll pass on that one.
Did you like skip way ahead?
I don't know.
I'm like looking at these going, what the hell?
Sauna. That'd be fun. Riding a lawnmower. I'll pass.
What? Where? Oh, the automatic car wash.
Well, that'd be fun. Automatic car wash.
Except for, you just did that.
What?
You said wash.
Wash. Wash.
You pulled a mom.
I pulled a mom.
But that would be fun because it would be, but it's just, that would be one of those things where you'd have to make sure you had a big vehicle because, you know, moving around in a small car is not, my car would suck ass in there.
So there's a lot of possibilities out there. Yep. There's a lot of things that you can do that, you know, public sex is just about having fun.
Right.
Expressing yourselves. So.
A locker room.
Locker room.
With everybody in there.
That'd be fun.
That could be a lot of fun. Yep. Yep, so there's a lot of different places. If anybody is...
So if anybody has any places they've done it that they think are fun or cool...
I want to hear.
Message us and tell us.
Yeah, I want
to
hear.
Message us the stories.
I want to share...
I want
to
hear all your fucking little kinky stories.
Yes, I want to share them.
Yes.
I'm excited. I want to see where people... I mean, I want people to be creative and be like, okay, this is where, you know, I want to read them.
So, events coming up, local events for us.
Everything's kind of on hold.
Everything's on hold right now. We postponed Rope Jam that was supposed to be in April. The only event we really have that might still happen would be Lifestyle ICT's hotel party in May. Hopefully that's still...
Yes.
We are moving forward with that as far as an event that we're going to host.
For now. Our Rope Jam got canceled.
Postponed.
Oh, we've postponed it.
We postponed it for right now.
Oh, okay.
Because I still want to do it.
Okay.
So, the other topic that somebody brought up that I want to talk about for a few minutes, more based on the kink side, is collars.
Ah, yes, collars. So many different...
Because they were asking why we don't see more collars at our events. So, our dungeon that we run is very laid back.
Yeah.
We're not a high protocol DS,
in which MS people don't understand that, yeah.
Type thing. So you don't see a lot of that stuff. So I was telling these people, you don't see a lot of callers at our events because we don't really not cater, but that's not our clientele.
Right. We're more of that kinky side that...
We have a lot of pickup play.
Yeah.
A lot of...
Rope and...
I play a lot because I'm a service top. So what is the idea of a collar? What would you tell somebody if somebody asked you what the idea of a collar was?
To establish... Well, it depends. I mean, there's so many different roles. But more to...
Basically, the whole idea of a collar is to show ownership.
I was going to say, show to establish... their ownership.
Yeah, to show that you're owned, to show that you're... Basically, how I describe a collar to somebody is... It's kind of like a wedding ring.
Kind of, yeah.
I wear my wedding ring to show that...
We're Ooh, a I thing. Own you.
She owns me. Most collars show ownership.
Right.
Of some kind. And we'll go through a few of these different types of collars. Because right. there are different collars. My only bitch about collars that I see a lot in our community, in our local community, is people jump into coloring too fast.
Too fast, and some people just use it more of a, ooh, look, I got a color. It's pretty. I got a color. And it doesn't really significant, isn't significant.
Because to me, putting a color on somebody's very significant means something. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you're not going to run out and marry somebody after you've known them for 2 weeks normally.
Well.
It happens.
It happens. Or you get a tattoo.
Most of the time, you don't do that.
Right.
But we see people in our community that have been with a sub or a dom for a month, mm-hmm. 2 weeks, 6 weeks. Oh, I'm collared. I'm like, do you even understand what that means?
Oh, a lot of times people do not.
It just means that he likes me and it's
I'm
pretty.
His favorite.
So, and something that I am in protocol, I mean, collars are normally a sign of protocol. Collars are a sign of something.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see somebody collared, I normally ask what the collar represents.
Right.
My first question, if I see a collar normally, I normally speak to the dom.
Right.
Unless it's just me and the sub talking. Mm-hmm. And the first question, if I'm talking to a sub that has a collar on, I ask them, is that jewelry or is that a collar?
Right.
And we've even done that out in public.
Right.
We were at a strip club one night and a girl was wearing a collar. She's like, oh, it's just jewelry. I'm like, okay, I just want to make sure.
Right.
But then we've had other strippers where it's been a collar.
Right.
So even if I see somebody in public that has a traditional collar on.
Right.
Because most, as we get into this, we'll talk about day collars. And most day collars are not your typical looking collar.
Right. They look a little, they have things that are kind of iconic with them.
So the first type of collar we're going to talk about is a play collar. And that is just for a play scene.
Right.
So that's, or a party collar where it's more of a, or you'll even go to clubs, dungeons, and they'll have house collars.
Right.
Means that you're protected by the house so people can not talk to you if you want.
More of a protection.
Protection. We'll get into protection collars in a second. But play collars are normally for a scene. It's normally a play item.
Right.
Normally doesn't mean anything. It's just something pretty.
It's a prop.
It's a prop. It's no different than a flogger or a whip.
Right.
It's a prop at that point.
Right.
It's pretty. It's a play collar.
It's so pretty.
So the first type of collar we're going to talk about is a protection collar.
Yes.
Because that's something that I do.
Right. Very much so. Because of the fact that...
A little background. My girlfriend, longtime girlfriend, wears a protection collar when we go to kink events. Because that's something her husband's asked her to do. So people don't approach her.
Right.
So normally if you have a collar on, people aren't going to approach you.
Right.
So it's a protection
collar.
Unless
they come to you first.
Yeah. So it directs most of the attention to me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since she likes to be more showy and naked and stuff like that. It keeps the people away from her and she feels more comfortable.
Right. Not being bombarded by, you know, some meat in a meat locker type of thing.
So a protection collar is the first type. It means that you're under the protection of somebody.
Right.
So that person is protecting you. They need to, whoever's interested needs to come talk to you.
Right.
That's,
which then you can see sometimes when you have a collar, you'll see some people that have collars that have like the initials of their protector or something like that.
And I've done protection. I'm a big protection person, so I've been under. I've had women under me, just friends under protection, so not just a relationship. They're not always dynamic or relationship based.
Right.
It's just somebody's protecting somebody.
So that way they don't have to worry about.
So then there's normally a progression in collars.
Right.
And the first one is...
It kind of starts with your protection a lot of times.
Not always. A collar of consideration would be the first collar.
Right.
It means that this is normally... a collar of consideration is normally a choice for a new relationship. To right. me, how I describe it to people is kind of like a promise ring.
Right.
I'm going to make you this promise that we're going to try to work this out. We're going to attempt this.
We're going to start working on our negotiations. Yeah, we're going to start
negotiating. Mm-hmm. We're going to start this thing. Normally, a consideration caller has a time frame on it.
Like how long?
6 months, whatever, year. We're going to review this thing in 3 months. We're going to review this in 6 months.
Makes sense.
I even know people that have permanent callers that do that kind of review type thing. But it's more, you see a lot more in consideration type callers.
Right.
You'll see, let's try this for 3 months. Let's look at it and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's kind of like a promise ring.
I'm kind of giving you.
We're going to try this thing out.
Your 90 day.
Yeah.
Whatever, when you're at work and you first get your 90-day...
Your probation.
Yeah, that's the word.
That's a good way to think to think about it.
Right.
So your training call... I mean, your caller of consideration is your first caller.
Mm-hmm.
Normally not quite as elaborate. Something...
More basic. And
basic.
But to signify to others that, oh, this person's got a caller on.
And normally, that's something that's worn to events.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Which then they kind of go from there.
The next step would be a training collar.
Mm-hmm. It's like getting a training bra.
Yes, it's like getting a training bra.
And that signifies,
that you're in training to be a sub in this.
Sub, slave, something.
And we're going to, let's follow the progression. It starts as a DS relationship.
Because
normally... In a training collar, you don't have a master-slave relationship. It's
right.
still a DS, a dom-sub relationship. Right. There's no power exchange or anything that's happened at that
mm-hmm.
point. So
mm-hmm.
a training collar is the next step after,
mm-hmm.
okay, this thing's working out. Let's start our training.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start saying, this is what I want from you. This is what I want from you. This
and
is
that's
how
what
we,
they want from you. And
this is how we do it.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So then from there...
We go into a permanent caller.
Okay.
Which is more whenever you've got your dynamic figured out.
Mm-hmm.
You're normally a permanent caller is more of a gift.
This okay.
is where, this is where we're progressing from like a promise ring type setup to a engagement ring or a wedding ring.
Gotcha.
How we progress. Okay. So we have these steps that we are following. As our callers grow and the meanings behind them grow, it's not just something that we jump into. It's not just something that we willy-nilly dive in. Just wear, oh, it's so pretty, because that's okay. But if we want to look at what they really mean, this
mm-hmm.
is what they mean.
They're more of a commitment based.
Commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And then most people I know that have a permanent caller also wear a day caller.
Mm-hmm. It's permanent, so you wear it all the time.
Or they have multiples.
Mm-hmm.
They have a day collar that's not quite so
BDSM.
Stand out. You know, you'll see a lot of people with solid,
mm-hmm. the big,
the O type, just the rings around the neck. That's a day collar. Get on Etsy. There's all kinds of cool day collars.
Mm-hmm.
And we see a lot of rope type stuff since we're in the rope community. You'll see a lot of just rope necklaces, rope bracelets. Something that's going to signify what they are.
I'm over here shaking my head like you can all see me shaking my head. Like,
she's shaking her head and yawning. She's getting ghost dick too during the show. So if Sin just disappears from here, that's because she's sucking some ghost dick.
Oh, yes. You got to love that big old ghost dick.
That's right. You're like, get all slobbering on it.
I know we shouldn't have recorded after dinner.
Yeah. So a day collar is more something you wear day in and day out,
mm-hmm.
which is...
A permanent collar.
A permanent is...
Day in and day out.
A permanent collar, yeah, but normally you have a permanent collar that you wear to events.
Right.
Then you have a day collar you wear day in and day mm-hmm. out.
Just the second you've made it to that commitment stage.
But there's a lot of different ones. You see little wire ones, you see pretty,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just whatever you want.
Right.
So that's kind of the stages of collar, and there are significance. It's not just because, oh, it's pretty and I want to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people that are in a collared relationship, in a collared something, they're in a stage of this protection or...
What's after that?
That's about the end of it. Day caller, permanent caller.
Okay.
So...
I was looking at one earlier that they had, I guess I said it a little bit differently. Or the formal caller.
The formal caller. Formal caller and permanent caller are kind of the
same. See, I thought formal was more on that master-slave side.
You'll see those two switch back and forth.
So can you explain what the difference is between a master-slave versus a dom-sub?
We'll get into DS, MS relationships, because that's a whole episode.
Oh, okay.
That we can...
Stay tuned, y'all. Stay tuned.
But there is a difference between a DS and an MS relationship.
Right.
In a quick synopsis,
okay.
DS is no power exchange. MS
is a big word.
MS is power exchange.
Yeah.
And we can do a whole thing on power exchange later.
Okay.
Because
he's so serious right now.
This is stuff that I do take seriously. Because,
well, yes.
Because I hate to see people take it lightly.
Right.
As I said, my biggest pet peeve about collaring, and we have a couple guys in our community that do it, that just drive me crazy. They've been with a girl for 2 weeks, and they slap a collar on her.
Because they want that.
Because they want that piece of meat.
They want to claim it.
They want to claim it now.
Yes, yes.
And we've got one guy that in our community does it a lot.
So I read one that was called The Color of Freedom. What's that?
I don't know. I've seen that somewhere. That's more like a personal thing. If you
maybe that's the one that they can kind of do what they choose, but yet they're
normally color freedom is not part of a dynamic. It's like somebody that's overcame something and just does it. That's
cool.
Not one that I really ever really talk about.
Who would even? I mean,
you give yourself a color of freedom, so it's something you give yourself. And
gotcha.
So. To me, it's not.
Gotcha. It's not the same type of collaring.
It doesn't fall into what we're talking about.
Gotcha. That makes sense. There's just so many different things out there that, you know, you can.
Yeah, there's so many different things. I hit the big normal ones.
The big one.
I hit the big one. So, but if you guys have questions about stuff like that, message us. We'll try to explain it. I did it really condensed.
Right.
I went through it really fast.
Yeah.
Just to give you a basic idea of what
coloring is about.
It means something, and it means something to the people involved in that relationship.
Right. Especially in when you get into dungeons and stuff like that. Because if you walk in and someone's colored and they don't talk to you, you know, there might be...
That falls into protocol.
That protocol type thing.
That we
so
can talk about more. So you guys can learn to understand that, especially guys that are in the kink community.
Right.
We don't, or even new people in the kink community, we don't understand, we don't explain protocol, we don't explain.
Even like in that. The lifestyle, someone who might be a little more, they might be a little more advanced into the kinky side of things than what just an actual swinger would be. And if a swinger's like, what is that for? I want one of those, you know, and they have no idea what it's about. And that.
And you'll see a lot of people just wearing because they're pretty, you know, in that side of it. It's a piece of jewelry, but to us as kinksters, that means something.
Yeah, because we're kinky like that.
That's to most kink people.
A collar signifies something.
Is kind of like a wedding ring for that dynamic. It symbolizes that relationship. It's not something
that dynamic.
That's just pretty and easy to go with. It's not something they take half-heartedly. It's not something they just do because it's, oh, it's fun, it's cute, or I want to claim that person. Yes, it is claiming that person. Yes, it is showing ownership of that person, but it's not.
An instant overnight. Ooh, yeah. Tomorrow I'm going to claim you. Uh-oh.
I've been with you for 2 weeks, so I'm putting a collar on your ass. No, that's not it.
No, that's not how that goes.
Ladies, if you have a dom that wants to do that, no.
He's getting serious again.
So... I don't get serious about a lot of things.
I know.
But this is
it's
something
cute, though. This is the protective side of you.
And it's a pet peeve of mine that I see in the lifestyle or the kink community that drives me crazy. Guys that want to.
Yeah.
And so it's guys that want to predatorize naive girls that don't know the difference.
They want to be that predator.
That's why we need to educate our subs. That's why we need to educate our bottoms.
Well, we need to educate our tops too.
Yeah, but especially for our young entry level bottoms, we need to Yeah. They need to know this stuff, what it means to be collared, what it means to do this, what it means to do that. Mm-hmm. We need to do
And that they have a voice.
We need to do a better job educating our people.
Right.
Period. Tops, bottoms, whatever. Are here.
Well, and just the fact that too that they the bottoms even knew they have a voice. They can say what they want, yeah. they don't want. Because if that's not the dynamic they want, then they need to be able to step up and say, hey, that's not for me.
So if you guys got topics you wanted to hear about,
yeah.
if you have topics that you want us to
please
answers,
email us.
And back, like we said earlier, we want to hear your kinky stories about where mm-hmm. you've had public sex.
I'm a voyeur. I love to hear that. Even though that's not watching, I can envision it in my head. And
so hopefully you enjoyed. We had a little fun the first half. Second half, we got a little more serious.
Still fun.
So it's still fun, but it was one of my soapbox things.
He has a lot of soapboxes.
I got a little, there's a few things that get me going. That's
okay, so a little bit about our relationship real quick. He is a planner. He is a black and white kind of person, blah, 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 blah. Me, I'm the hippie. Just go with the flow.
So if you have topics you want us to hit, like I said, message us.
Yeah, we'll touch on
it. Go
them.
Out and check out our Casty
account.
Community.
Yeah.
If you're listening to us on Apple, go ahead and give us some reviews. That's how we move up the search list.
Yeah.
That's how we get better things going.
Unless you
on.
Don't like us, then okay, fine.
If you don't like us,
let us know.
Message me and tell me that you don't. I don't care.
Or tell us why. Because
I'm not everybody's cup of tea. So
you're my cup of tea.
And if you don't like us, message us. Say, hey, I don't like you because of this. It might be something we need to look at.
Yeah.
If you love us, message us. We love to hear from people.
Oh, we
it's
definitely.
It's so exciting to hear from people.
Especially when they're like, ooh, can you talk about this?
Yeah. So if you have topics you want, swing, kink, poly, whatever.
Everything.
If we don't know it, we'll bring somebody in here that does.
Ooh.
We know enough people that we can figure it out, you know.
Visitors.
So message us. Everybody just be safe and smart during this time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to. I know we hear about it enough. Just be safe and smart people.
Yeah.
So we can get back to our kinky.
Put your full body condoms on. It's okay.
Yeah. So message us. Reach out to us. We want to hear from you guys.
Yes.
And as always.
Keep it kinky.
Keep it kinky.